question is about Krishna's assuming different forms. In one of the classes of mine that's on my website, I spoke about the Lord not assuming the form. I made the point that these forms of the Lord exist eternally, and the forms of the material world are the copies and not the other way around. Did I say that? You also made the point that the word assume should probably not be used in the verse. But then, as I quoted also, that Prabhupada, he also uses that word. So I'm just, Prabhupada uses that word, but we should understand when Prabhupada uses the word. We should not, when Srila Prabhupada sometimes uses words, but we should understand them, what Prabhupada's meaning is. Because if we use the straightforward English meaning, it doesn't fit. Just like envious, for instance. The modern English use of envious is not the way that Prabhupada uses it. It means to, the English word envious means just like someone has something and you don't, and you're envious. It's like jealousy. Whereas Srila Prabhupada uses the word envious to mean to be inimical to someone, with or without any supposed reason. It means like dvesh, hingsa, irsha. These are different Sanskrit words. So, when we say assume, that it doesn't mean that he doesn't, that the form is not eternally existing, but he manifests such a form. You see, the problem with English language, it doesn't exactly fit the... The Sanskrit words used are avibhav, abhivyakti, all these different words. Avibhav is the common word. It literally means just to appear in the sense of become present. Just like in the Rasalila, that tells much avibhut shauri, then shauri, he appeared. Krishna was already, but he appeared where all the gopis were. Thereafter, then he appeared. So, his appearance in this world. There are, of course, also the naimittic avatars. That also leads into another question here. from the statement of Prabhupada, it appears that he doesn't, the forms don't exist eternally. Shokaram means like hog, not like hog. He can take any shape. Just like God assumed the shape of lion, half man, half man. He can take any shape, any form, but he is not that form. That is for the time being. So then there are also the naimittic avatars like Mohini. They don't have existence in the spiritual. I mean, they don't have planet in the spiritual world. Now, there's a related question here about the from Gorchandrana about the Chaitanya Charitamrita. The Siddhartha Sanghita is quoted naming the 24 forms of Lord Vishnu. Lord Nrsimha is also mentioned there. Is this the form of Lord Nrsimha in Vaikuntha as Lord Vishnu, not as half man, half lion? So, in the cover of the first canto of Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada designed that cover himself. He had an artist execute it, but he made that design. You'll find all the forms are given there, like Nrsimha, but they're all four-handed Vishnu forms. Now, in the Laghu Bhagavatamrita, which Rupa Goswami compiled, he states first of all that it's giving analysis, and the Laghu Bhagavatamrita gives analysis and information about Bhagavat Tattva. Bhagavat Tattva Vigyan, the nature of Godhead. He said, I'm compiling this book mostly on the basis of the Pramana of Srimad Bhagavatam. He said, as far as I know, according to this. So he states in one verse there that all the avatars have their forms in the spiritual world. But he doesn't state whether they're in that original, that form, half man, half lion. One thing for sure is that in the spiritual world, there's no ripping apart of Hiranyakashipu. There are no demons like that. So what do we understand from this? Well, both things are possible. That the Lord is there, Nrisimha, and then he manifests in this world as half man, half lion. But we see that the forms of the Lord are worshipped in this world, especially Nrisimha is the most common form. The most common form worshipped among those of the Lord that are not Narakriti, not in the form of a human, which Krishna and Rama are the most, and Vishnu are the most worshipped forms. And then after that, Nrisimha. So in the spiritual world, does he have a lion face? Well, according to Srila Prabhupada's description, no. Then is he assuming that form? Also no, because it's a form that he manifests again and again and again. He's always manifesting somewhere in some universe. So you could say both things are true. And that doesn't fit with the logical way of thinking. But then logical way of thinking is that's something manufactured out of the Western mentality. The whole mentality that's come down from Christianity and then science and all this. But within Vedic culture, it's contradiction. Apparent contradictions are just accepted as just that's the way it is, and that's why they're so stuck. These scientists with their quantum theory and all that—they just can't understand that. First of all, you can't understand everything, and contradictions. That's just normal. That's all. It's not that you have to try and understand everything clearly and everything about everything. It's just normal. Everything doesn't fit into your physics. That's why they're so messed up, because they think that they should be able to describe everything by their theories, but you can't. Even of the material energy, what to speak of the spiritual energy. So, if anyone wants to contribute more on that, yeah.
We talked about that in Sri Vaishnava temples. Many times we see that when they depict carvings on the external walls of the temple, of
yeah,
Matsya Kurma or something, you will see forehand form of Vishnu and there's a down body of a fish or a kurma. Same thing they showed.
Yeah, that's very common in Sri Vaishnavas. They'll show the like Matsya Avatar, you've given that example, they'll have the top of the body as a Vishnu form and the lower part of the body as a fish.
And then Namakkal or other temples also, the main deity is Nrisimhadeva, Utsamurti is just forehand form.
Right, that's another good point. In the Sri Vaishnava temples, where the deity, the main deity worshipped is the Nrisimha form, then the Utsavmurti will be a Vishnu form.
And it's understood that.
It's the same. Yeah.
And another point was that because Gopala
Chandra, they're the same. Yeah.
Forward, I mean that letter when Srila Prabhupada said that Krishna assumes form and he's not that form.
Mm.
That we can understand also because Krishna's original form is Krishna.
The original form is Krishna, so he's not that form. And another way to understand it is that he's not that form. Just like Prabhupada says, he looks like a hog, but he's not a hog. Because our understanding of a hog, he's not what you think he is. He's not. You're thinking he's a hog, but not like that kind of hog that you're thinking. And there are some beautiful paintings. This B.K. Sharma did some beautiful paintings of Varaha. So it's not within our understanding how a hog can be beautiful. Okay, shall we finish that one then?